This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. Joining me in the studio is Purdue President Mitch Daniels. Thanks so much for coming in.
As always, thanks for having us.
We want to talk today about the budget for fiscal year 2014. And the Board of Trustees gave initial approval to what's known as the General Fund budget. It's an increase over this year's, right?
Small one. Still comes in around $1 billion. Easy to remember and subtract from. The increases are very modest, on the order of 2%, mainly driven by things like energy and health care benefits, things like that that tend to go up. As you know, there'll be a 1% salary increase pool, but not too different than last year's in total size.
Talk about your expectations for that salary increase. It really should be, if I'm correct, merit-based. Not everybody should get 1%.
That is my general outlook. That's the outlook most places in life, but it hasn't always applied in higher ed. Actually, I've been very pleased. The deans and other people I talk to here say that's the way they prefer to do it, when administer that which is under their control. So 1% is an average, and there'll be some people getting significantly more than that if their work was really outstanding, and some people less if they need to improve. In addition, Mike, we've added money to the budget for faculty retention or for cases of special excellence or fairness. So on the faculty side, about another 0.2% will be available. And that, of course, will be very specifically targeted. In some cases, might result in a significant change.
And also, is the expansion in engineering built into this coming year?
Yes, it is. This is really important. When we talk about being good stewards of the tuition dollar, the taxpayer dollar, looking everywhere for ways to economize, it's not for its own sake, and it's not only about student affordability, although I think that's a very paramount goal. It's also about gathering resources for major investments in excellence. And the engineering expansion is one of the biggest such sets of investments Purdue's ever undertaken, and it's $30 million over these next few years. So that's not the only example, but it's a really good example. We're going to do both. We're going to protect students and their families on the tuition and fees side, and at the same time, we're going to make what we hope are wise investments in either reinforcing strength or creating new capabilities at Purdue.
It's interesting to note, and this was discussed at the Board of Trustees as well, that some other colleges and universities are doing the same thing. I think U of I most recently said it was going to increase its engineering program.
Nation needs engineers and technologists, scientists, exactly the kind of people Purdue's always been famous for. And national commissions have been saying this for some time, that may be one of our most urgent needs. Norm Augustine, one of the great citizens of our era, was on campus 3 weeks ago. A few years back, he chaired a national commission which identified the shortage of engineers as the number one priority we should have if we want a stronger economy. So I've said many places, the opportunity to perhaps participate in a further strengthening of a great engineering program was one of the things that persuaded me to take this job in the first place.
You touched on tuition and fees, and at the trustees meeting right before the vote, we were made known of it, I guess, in the media, the 5% cut to food prices, which means some students, in theory, could actually pay slightly less than the current year. Is that right?
Nothing theoretical about it. Thousands of students will attend Purdue next year for less money than it costs this year. If you're in our food program, that's almost certainly the case for you. The 5% reduction, depending on which plan you pick, is several hundred dollars. And those dollars are just as precious as the ones that the family spends on tuition. So I'm always trying to think about the whole cost. But no, I'm very excited about this. I don't know how many universities in the country will be able to say that students are attending in fall of 13 for less money than they attended in the spring of 13, but we're one.
Talk a little bit about the legislative process and the state budget. We're getting an increase in the order of nearly 5% for the West Lafayette campus, correct?
Yes, it was a very strong outcome. The General Assembly, having a strong fiscal position to start with, made investments in a number of areas, but I was happy to see that higher ed was one. They added several percent. And then, because Indiana has moved to a formula that is in part performance-based, Purdue did very well. And the combination of a larger overall level and an excellent outcome in terms of the performance measures, things like, we talked about engineering, things like how many science and technology graduates one has, what your graduation rate is in total and your completion rate. On things like this, Purdue is showing strength and improvement, and so we got a little extra because of that. And comes to about $5 million a year.
One of the other things that the state gave is some money for the Active Learning Center here on the West Lafayette campus, and IPFW also got some money in addition to regular budget item.
Right. The Active Learning Center is really quite an extraordinary outcome. We know how important it is. What we hope will happen there is not only that we'll have a great facility for students who are participating in the new forms, the new modes of learning here, the so-called hybrid or flipped classroom, for instance, but also it'll be a place where those methods are refined and developed. We know how important that is, but it wasn't clear to me at the outset that we could communicate that effectively to the General Assembly, but somebody did. Because they gave us $50 million in cash. It's the largest single such infusion for any capital project that's ever happened. And it's a wonderful boost for which we're grateful.
And besides the academic benefits, I believe this also consolidates some library space and obviously takes care of those two aging, costly buildings that it will replace.
That's right. It'll free up some space that we may be able to use for other things.
One thing that was also mentioned by you and also the Dean of Admissions, Pam Horn, the quality of the next freshman class.
A trend now for several years of steady improvements. And the point I've come back to several times that I think is really encouraging is the extent to which Purdue is now attracting or capturing a hugely disproportionate share of the top Indiana students. We are the school of choice now for the best students in Indiana. We don't yet know the exact percentage this year, but 2 years ago it was 42% of the top several hundred students. This year's freshman, 45, it looks like it'll be at least that, maybe even a little higher this year because we attracted an additional 50 compared to the freshman class last fall. So that's a great thing. It says two things. One, that Purdue is now seen as the academically superior place to go to school. And I think it also says that more of our best young people are seeing the value and the excitement of studies in science and engineering and the technical disciplines. Not all of these top students are coming here for that reason, but naturally enough, a lot of them are.
Is it expected that the Honors College will then add to that?
Yeah, and I think probably the Honors College was a factor in another big jump this year. We'll have to see when we sort it all out, but almost certainly that was a deciding factor for a number of these young people.
What do they say to you? Because you've mentioned that you're calling some of these students. What is the convincing thing in their mind? What do they tell you, if they tell you?
I didn't always press them for their reasons. Money is always an issue, or frequently an issue if they're undecided. And I hope that we'll be able to do a little better. A number of these students, I think, are choosing Purdue, even though somebody somewhere is offering them more money or more scholarship assistance than we have been able to offer. But I would say that's the most often mentioned factor. The young people, at least the ones that I was calling, are pretty much sold on the value of Purdue. They like what they've seen. Most of them had visited. And if there was a hesitation, in some cases, they were being wooed by a big-name school out of state, and there's always a lot of romance and interest around that, of course. But there was a hesitation. It tended to be just that they wanted to make sure they could afford it.
How do you rectify that scholarship deficiency? I mean, it's been said before that Purdue just doesn't have enough currently.
Yeah.
I mean, is it going to be a fundraising campaign, or what do you think?
Part of it could be raising money. Part of it could be finding it elsewhere. I think this is more important than some of the things that we do now. And so it's just like expanding engineering or Krannert or some other ideas we have for enhancing Purdue. If you can identify resources from important but lower priorities and rotate them to something like scholarships, you know, we're going to try to do it. But I also am very hopeful that some of Purdue's friends and donors will come to share our excitement about helping great young people come here who might otherwise not be able to.
We should mention there's a hearing on the budget proposal. It's Wednesday at 2:30, mm-hmm. and then the Board of Trustees Executive Committee, I believe, takes a final vote
yep.
on that.
That's right. Anyone who disagrees with lowering food costs and can come and explain why. I don't mean to make light of it. Public comment's really important on things like this. But I do think we've made a good start, made a good statement about the fact that Purdue is determined to be accessible, remain accessible to students of all income levels. And this is just the first step.
Purdue President Mitch Daniels, thanks so much for coming in.
See you next month.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.